Welcome to the Home Inspector Marketing Podcast. Because you're a home inspector looking to increase your sales, improve your cash flow, and boost your bottom line, you are in the right place. For additional training resources on how you can grow your home inspection business, go to microreturns.com right now. And now, here's the podcast.
Hi, this is Mike Crow, and I run a home inspection business. In fact, I've run a couple of home inspection businesses. The true joy for me, though, has been helping literally thousands of home inspectors build really solid home inspection businesses as well. We can help a single-man operation be able to do over $300,000 a year, maybe all the way up to $400,000 a year as a single inspector operation. Even better for me is the 80-plus companies that we have helped be able to build million-dollar home inspection businesses. I would like to help you be able to do the same thing.
Welcome back to part 4 of our series on goal planning. If you haven't heard the previous episodes, be sure to go back and listen to them first.
Now, let's do this. Let's take a look at some of those goals that we've set down here. And here's what I want you to do. Go through the one-year goals that you have and choose your top 4 one-year goals. And as you take a look over the list, just kind of circle the one that's out next to the goals that you think will be the best for you. And you can choose one from physical. You can choose one from personal development. You can choose one from business or financial. And maybe one from your fun category as well. And just try to figure out what the top 4 would be. The ones that if you achieve those 4, it would prove that this year would be a smashing success for you. And here's what we're going to do. Now we're getting ready to get into the sheets that we've given you here a little bit. I want you to consider putting your goal on one of those sheets. Let's just take one of them, for instance, here, and then you can do the rest of them like this later. But take one of those 4 goals and write it on the goal planning form. Just you can even check and say, okay, this is a physical goal or this is a financial goal, and then write the goal down. But as you're writing the goal down, here's something you need to make sure that you do. And I kind of learned this from Brian Tracy, and I thought it was very important. He says you need to write the goal down in a present tense form and make it positive with a deadline. What he said was this is kind of like telling the truth in advance. Let me give you a couple of examples here. I might say it is December 31st, 2008, and I have done blank number of inspections this year. That would be a positive statement. It would be a statement in the future. It has a deadline. Or I could say, I weigh 185 pounds and I am healthy by, say, let's say June 30th or June 1st. Okay? Do this for each one of those 4 goals. You know, one of my goals on my fun one at this point is that I am skydiving on my 50th birthday. I have a fear of heights, and so one of the things that I do is I push myself to get rid of those fear of heights, or to at least teach my body that I have control over what I do, not my brain. Kind of like we were talking about earlier, that volume knob. I turn the volume knob down, and I go do something to face my fears. For instance, on my 40th birthday, because I have a fear of heights, I actually went bungee jumping. Probably won't ever do it again, but I did do it to make sure that my body knows I do what I say I'm going to do instead of what it tells me I'm going to do. Now, you should hopefully, when you're done getting all 4 of those goals out there, you'll have them all written down in a present tense, making it positive and giving it a headline. And again, at the end of the call here, I'm going to try to tell you how you can have a copy of this call so that you can make sure that you can apply this and listen to it again, even as you're working through these goals again. You know, the interesting thing here is this is where most coaches stop. And this, unfortunately, is why most people fail. Just saying these to yourself each day is useless unless you put an action plan toward it. And I want to make sure I can show you how to do that here in just a second. So with that in mind, let's take this thing to the next level a little bit. You know, me and my dad used to have some very, very interesting discussions. My dad used to say people are more motivated by pain, and I used to say people are more motivated by pleasure. The truth is, I think we're motivated by both, maybe just a little bit different from time to time. So the form that we've given you here is going to help you put some direct emotional connection to your goals. On the left-hand side, what we've got is down there is, I must achieve this goal because, the pain I will have by not achieving this goal is, and then you can write down whatever it is. And under the pain, try to list at least three things that will happen that you're not going to be very happy about if you don't achieve your goal. Maybe you'll have to lie to people because you're going to tell them, well, yeah, we're doing great, when you're not doing great. Maybe it's that you won't be able to do the fun item that you have. You know what? I want to visit some places overseas at some point on my fun list. And, you know, I might not be able to do that if I can't meet my business goals and some different things. Probably won't happen to me at this point, but it definitely could be something that you have to consider. Maybe it's that you would just feel bad about your lack of success. You know, one of the things I try to do and make sure is I'm a shining example for my kids as well as anything else in how I deal with adversity and how I deal with challenges. And I want to make sure that I'm successful so they know they can be successful too. Now, under the pleasure side, write down at least three things that would be pleasurable about achieving that goal. You know, maybe it would be that my spouse would be really proud of me. That means a lot to me, knowing that my wife is proud of me. Maybe it would be that I don't have to worry about her writing as many checks as she wants to take care of some things. Maybe it's that you'll be able to support your parents if needed. Whatever it is, write that down. Now, this is a great step in moving the goal forward, and you now have emotionally connected yourself to your goals. Now, even with this, I've seen some coaches do some things like this, but they stop there. What I want you to do is take a look at the next page and realize that there are action steps that need to happen to achieve this goal. And keep in mind that you don't want to worry about writing down every single little step that it takes to get a goal done. And so that's not the process here. What I want you to do, though, is take this sheet where it has action steps and see it says actions I need to take in order to reach this goal. And then you've got the target date and the achievement date there. What I want you to start thinking is even some of the little steps that you need to write down to make that goal happen. And what I would normally try to do is simply write down the first three steps you need to do to making your dream or your goal come true there. You can usually figure these out pretty simply. And, of course, as part of the dream team, this is one of the things that we even help our dream team members with. Maybe it's the fact that you want to become debt-free. Well, if that's the case, well, for instance, one of the things you need to do is be able to calculate exactly how much debt you're in. Most people don't really realize that, okay? The next piece is to start setting each of these three pieces a deadline as well. And what you have here is a deadline now for each of these small steps, and it makes everything a lot more achievable than when you break it down in small steps, it becomes a lot more achievable. You know, me and my wife went to a seminar once in Mexico for pest control. I used to actually run my own pest control company as well. And one of the things that we went there was we went and saw some of the Mayan pyramids, and they were pretty impressive. You know, one of the things that you would never expect anybody to be able to do is to stand at the foot of one of these Mayan temples or pyramids and jump 30 feet to 60 feet straight in the air to go straight to the top. Of course not, okay? But you know what? All of them have steps, and I don't even know if you're still allowed to walk up on them anymore. Me and my wife were there, and it was really nice because they had this rope that ran all the way from the top, all the way from the bottom, and, you know, you could grab hold of the rope, and you could hold onto the rope and just basically walk up the side of one of these pyramids. Now, being a home inspector, of course, I didn't have any problem. I just climbed right up the steps right to the top. That was pretty easy, okay? On the back side of that, though, you know what? My wife needed a little more help and a little bit more confidence in what she was doing. She used the rope, and she held onto the rope all the way to the top. And you know what? Because she had the rope, she went straight up, she got there, and she knew that she was going to be successful. Again, you couldn't expect someone to jump 30 feet in the air. But what you need to understand is that if you break things down into step by step by step by step, you can get there a lot easier, a lot quicker. You know, the dream team and what we try to do with the dream team and the Big Bang Marketing, that's kind of like the rope being there on the steps to make sure you're following it straight up instead of going off to one side or the other. And that's one of the big things we want to try to do. Now, here's one of the last secrets I want to do on this part of the goal planning to help make sure that you're getting things in line, is I want you to take these two sheets each day and write them down again as you step through to make sure that you're getting it down there. And I would put these in a three-hole notebook so when you get a little discouraged, you can look back and see what you have accomplished already and know that you're well on your way. In fact, In your three-hole notebook, I would set a divider in there for each category, one for physical, one for spiritual, one for personal, financial, social, business, and fun, to make sure that you've got all of those in places. And you can put each of these in places, and then as you accomplish the goals, you can help do a couple of interesting things there. And I'll share that here with you in just a second. You know, one of the things I heard somebody say, I don't even know who this person is, Sparky Anderson, maybe he's a famous person. But he said, you know, people who live in the past generally are afraid to compete in the present. You know, and I've got my faults, but living in the past is not one of them. There's no future in it. I thought that was pretty interesting. So one of the interesting things that I found as I got back from Ashley Inspection World and I attended several of the classes, is the problem is I've been in the business since 1985. And aside from a few cool gadgets and nifty reporting software, there really isn't a lot of new technical information out there. The funny thing is that some of the inspectors think the same thing about their marketing and growing their business, and that's simply not the case. In fact, while basic marketing and business building skills may still work and should be used if they do, okay, there are new and more effective ways. And by the way, some of them are much less expensive ways to make sure that your company is out there in the forefront. And if you're not utilizing these new methods, well, it's like deciding to buy the same exact product for 10 or 20% more at a store with no warranty. Why pay more and usually for less? So you don't want to do that. One of the things I want to cover here real quick is what I call how to start leaping and stop climbing. You know, we just discussed how quickly things change and how things can change and alter your life and strategies. Now let's talk about an unhelpful image, what I call the ladder of success. And I would suggest to you, think leap, not ladder, okay? One of the points that I like to make regularly with my members is how many people believe you have to go from A to B, B to C, C to D, and so forth, taking one step at a time. Now that's true in some cases, especially when you're new at stuff. Others call this the ladder of success, but I will tell you it can be an unhelpful image if you're not careful and you're not applying it properly. You may be one that is rather firmly implanted in your subconscious that you want to climb the ladder of success. And what I'm going to teach you is that you can actually take it a little bit faster in some different directions. And it's wholly inappropriate, you know, to the entrepreneur. In fact, you will normally need to operate entirely outside such a structure, denied whatever benefits there may be to it, such as the security, sick days that you would get at working at other jobs. And since the business owner is denied all those benefits, well, you know what? I think he should deny its authority as well to control him. And I suppose I have been positively influenced by Robert Ringer's writing on this subject as by anything else that I've read in my life. So let me give you some thoughts on this. You know, I've been emboldened and grown rich almost entirely due to thinking leap rather than ladder. When I see something I know that I need to do to move to the next level, I do it as quickly as I can. And this means I start at A like most people. However, instead of going to B and C like most, I make the leap to D, and then I enjoy the benefits of what it has to offer. Even some of my coaches are amazed at how I went straight to coaching people when I started my coaching program instead of their traditional route that they would do. Now, in comparable context, most business owners think in terms of incremental growth and sequential activity, in effect, ladder climbing, okay? Now, some of my coaches show me examples of how people succumb to this type of thinking. For instance, I was working with a gentleman that was a franchisor, and one of the most interesting things that happened with him was he was unable to contemplate adding 100 in the franchises in a month. And instead, he was thinking one franchise at a time. You want to make sure you don't do that to yourself in the process. You want to make sure that you leap. And you know, one of the things that I find is people are thinking about how they can add one inspection at a time. What I want to try to teach you is not how to add one inspection at a time, but how to add people to your system that can send you more business all at once instead of, you know, going after just one inspection at a time. It's why people sometimes end up with 20 jobs instead of just one job.
We hope you enjoyed the podcast. And as a friendly reminder, if you're looking to increase your sales, improve your cash flow, and boost your bottom line as a home inspector, go to microreturns.com right now.